So my name is Mike Jessup. I'm a new partner in Duxbury Cider, along with a very old friend of mine and founder, James McIntosh. So he's been making cider for the past 15 years. And so he finally got the opportunity, inspired, to build his own company. But you can only grow so far before you need an extra set of hands. So I came on board as a second pair to finally grow the company and to really reach the market. Whereas before, we were limited only to, you know, a few thousand liters in select areas. And, you know, there's a lot of gruel, a lot of hard work, a lot of sweat, and a lot owed to the bank. But in the end, I must admit, this has been one of my favorite jobs ever. And working with a good friend is a blessing in disguise.
What are you sampling here today?
So today we have our Heritage 1650. It's made with seven varieties of apples, heralding back to one of the first cider recipes here in North America. It's a dry tart cider using a lot of our apples, including our neighbor Brad. Shout out to Brad, he's a fantastic guy. You know, if you were to ever say that we didn't have enough apples, or he wouldn't have enough apples, I'm sure we could call him on it, because we just look across, see if he was lying or not. He's nice, he's a lovely guy. All the suppliers are fantastic, even Big Head Hops, who supply our hops for our other feature here today, Tilted Barn Cider. So it's the same cider, but we steep the hops in there, much like a lovely steep tea. What you get is a nice tangy sort of finish, which I quite enjoy.
Is there anything new on the way that you can tell us that's possibly coming out in the next little bit?
Yes, so we have a new offering called Side Road. It's inspired by the 25th Side Road, which we are on, which is also known as Duxbury, where we got the name. So Side Road is going to be our LCBO offering, which is finally going to come in October. We're very excited. It's just those slow lurches forward to get involved, but we're very happy.
So it sounds local is something that inspires you. Are there any other angles that really inspire what goes into what you make?
For us, I think it's about the history and the process. James has done a lot of research, and he's involved himself for so long with so many knowledgeable people in the cider industry. And so when we're looking for inspiration, it really comes not necessarily from the ingredients, we all know what those are, but it's that process and history. And so you'll see that in Tilted Barn, we actually have a dilapidated barn on the property, which I swear is days away from falling over. And we got all these reclaimed wood guys from Toronto licking their lips at it all, you know? So Heritage 1650 is after the first cider, Side Road after that. So I'm sure when we start getting into the creative stuff, we'll probably be inspired by a lot of the old relics that are sitting on James's family estate.
And where can you access the ciders as of right now?
So now in Collingwood, Owen Sound, Meaford, a lot of the Georgian Bay area. Here in Toronto, you'll find us at a lot of the gastropubs and cider-specific bars, Her Father's, for instance. And we're hoping to grow. We have new staff, new team members, someone by the name of Megan, who's just fantastic. She is, we couldn't have brought on a better person to help us, because two hands only got so far, and I'm a terrible salesman.
And finally, where do you get more information about the company?
More information, there's a website, not exactly my finest work, but it is there. You'll just chat with some of the people at the bars. They all know us, the ones that we supply. And, you know, if you're ever by in the Meaford region, just give us an email. We're on the website. We'll be happy to give you a tour around.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I wish you the best of luck as we go into session 2 today.
Thanks very much. Cheers.